This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. So, you know, it's been like this. I've been having my back worked over. I've had bronchitis and having my back worked over. It's been a fine combination of things that have been working. And my last few Thursdays have been just, you know, had the internet. They backed over my internet box one night. It always happened on Thursday. So haven't had Planet Rick, and now I haven't had 1911 University in a while. Although we do have it today. Joining us from Chambers Custom is Joe Chambers. How goes it?
Good. Howdy ho.
So I know you've been fishing a lot. Joe got to go catch, like, what'd you catch, like 2,000 or 3,000 fish? How many fish did you catch?
Oh, I caught over 250 trout in three days.
Yeah. So he's been fishing, but I know that the gun projects have been going on. Are you running into any issues as far as supply?
You know, some things have taken a little longer than I would like. For example, our slides. Brandon was already supposed to be starting on light fighters at the beginning of the month, and our slide maker is hopefully going to be getting us slides this week, by the end of the week, so he can get going on those. We had a little shortage of supply on slide stops, but that's been corrected. And, you know, so not really. I mean, we stay pretty well stocked up on ammo and supplies for that stuff, so it's kind of a non sequitur. But that, you know, if you're in the industry and you don't have ammo put away, that's a foolish mistake.
Yes, it's sort of an unforced error. Yeah, I mean, just looking at 2013, were you in business in 2013? Were you working then? Were you doing Chambers Custom?
Yeah, I had my own shop since 2010.
So when that happened, did you learn from that? Is that why you buy ammunition in the quantity you buy it now?
No, I learned from it in 1996 with the Clintons.
Okay. There you go.
No. I haven't been caught with my shorts around my ankles in about two decades.
Understand. I got you. I hear you.
Yeah, no.
That works for me.
The thing is, people that don't see it coming are either asleep at the wheel, or they're new, right? And if you're new, okay, you get a hard pass. You know, I feel a little bit bad for you if you're new, and you got to buy, you know, 5.56 at $900 a case or whatever those companies are charging.
Yeah.
But if you're asleep at the wheel, you know, and if somebody says, hey, you got 9mm, and you go, yeah, it's $500 a case now instead of $200. Well, you gotta pay the piper to play. You know.
Yep.
If you want to dance, you got to pay the musician.
Yep. That is absolutely 100% true. Now I guess, and this is just, you guys don't build so many guns to where you need so many supplies, so you probably have not felt the bite as bad as some of these other companies have, huh?
No, and, you know, we're also in a kind of a different realm. You know, a lot of the stuff that we use, like, for example, cart barrels, I typically order cart barrels at the end of the year to get rid of money in the shop, or at the beginning of the summer, and like late spring, early summer, and I'll order like 100 or 150 barrels. So I got enough barrels for the whole year stacked away. You know, and that's, there's some parts that we don't do that with, but most of the parts, that's what we do. You know, slides, I try to get 30, 40 slides at a time so the guys have plenty of stuff. The RDSM plates, we have a new batch of those coming in. They ship today. and they'll be here probably Monday. But we order those 100 at a time because we sell a ton of those and we use a ton of them. So, you know, we try to order in a quantity that, like today when I got a hold of the slide stop manufacturer, he says, how many do you want? I says, well, they've been kind of hard to get, so let me have 100 of them. He's like, holy smokes, what are you doing, reselling them? I'm like, no, but I just don't want to run out in the next 6 months.
Right.
I don't want my guys to come to me and go, hey, dude, we're down to the last slide stop, and I can't get any more. So we just try to make sure we have a plenty in here. And of course, I have, you know, parts for the guns that are on order already stashed away. But we hate to have to pull from those for some other project. You know, that's never a good deal because then I got to put them back in there.
Right. I totally understand. Had a very interesting discussion with your gun between me and another gun aficionado yesterday.
Okay.
And the thing that I was trying to drive home is now this guy was not. He was very interested in the gun simply because he'd never seen one, right? And he knew people that gushed about Chambers guns. So he was very curious about this. Now, the guns that he has, like he went out and he bought three of those Remington 9mm that were like, when he bought them, they were like $200 each.
Mm.
And, you know, they're striker-fired guns. They're pretty big things and all this other stuff. But, you know, that to him is what he needs. And as I was explaining things to him, he does like 1911s, but he's never found them to be dependable. And that's where the discussion started getting pretty good, because I started explaining to him, well, they can be made to be dependable. But it's not something, you know, it's not going to be a production gun if you get one that's this kind of dependable.
Correct.
And it's an interesting discussion simply because for some people, I think sometimes, I think new people, you were talking about new people. I think new people, with some of them, good enough sometimes is enough. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of these people, they go, oh, you know, I got 500 rounds. Okay. That's an afternoon.
Yep.
But that's like 45
minutes
for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. I mean, yeah, I mean, you could get by for 500 rounds for a class, maybe, if you were conservative. Although I saw a class recently where, you know, these people signed up for a class and they showed up and it was a dry fire only class because nobody had ammo. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not paying you $500 for a class to dry fire. I can do that at home. But yeah, I mean, new people, you know, it's a tough market right now.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot to be in.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
You know, you don't want to be seen as a scalper, but at the same time, you know, if 9mm is selling for 70 cents a round and you got, you know, 50,000 rounds sitting there, you know, you shouldn't feel necessarily inclined to sell it for 20 cents a round.
No.
So
no.
That's not the way the world works, you know?
No, that's, and it's also, you know, when you think about it, and we're coming up on the first break, just so you know, but when you think about it, right now the NSSF is saying that there's 10 million new gun owners out there. And most of them, when they were buying ammo, they were not buying thousands of rounds. They were buying two boxes of ammo. But when you think about two boxes of 50 times 10 million,
yeah,
it's a lot. That's a drain. That's a drain on the ammo stores and everything else. And, it's interesting. It's an interesting thing to be looking at because they were really caught off guard. And I want to ask you about why you think they were caught off guard. When we get back, we got 20 seconds left to go check out Joe Chambers to get on the list of, to, you know, if you want to become one of the Chambers gun owners, which that's a specialized group on Facebook. You got to start by going to ChambersCustom.com. You can find them on Instagram at Chambers Custom and find them on Facebook at Chambers Custom. This is 1911 University. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day.
Star-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Based upon what I know about you, you're constantly sort of in this R&D sort of mode where you're looking at what you're going to do next year. You're looking at what the next incremental improvement to the gun is going to be, the next integrated this or the next build of this type. Has this Has this time slowed that down, or has that been, has it that even affected what you've been trying to do at all?
Oh, no, that doesn't bother me. You know, because the thing is, when I do R&D on stuff, a lot of times I have parts, base parts already here for whatever I want to do, and the R&D part is me building the parts that I can't get. You know, so that's the R&D part is, oh, you want to try a new comp design. Okay, well, let's whip one out on the lathe in the mill right quick.
Right.
And 20 minutes later, we got a new comp design. That doesn't really bother me any. You were asking before we took the break, you know, how come manufacturers weren't prepared for this?
Right.
And, 100 rounds times 10 million people is 1 billion rounds.
Right.
That's what the math is. And I don't know that they weren't prepared for it so much as I think personally that they're probably holding some back for, matter of fact, I know they are in certain instances. You know, they're holding some things back for contracts that they have to fill, you know, and all that kind of jazz. But how do you prepare for a $1 billion round shortage?
Yeah.
You can't prepare for that, you know. And we saw back in 2012, 2013 with the 22 shortage, manufacturers, you know, people were like, oh, they're just slowing down manufacturing. They're doing this to raise the price. Well, the manufacturers weren't raising the price, you idiots. People buying them at Walmart when they were stocked, you know, the old 70-year-old geezer that waited in line for 6 hours at Walmart to buy his four boxes of 22 so he could sell them for $100 a box on arms list, that's the guy that was jacking the price up.
Right.
And, you know, and that's free market economy. Hey, if that's what he wants to do, kudos, whatever. But, you know, at that time, according to my sources in the know, ammo manufacturers were running 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, making 22 ammo.
Right.
And they just couldn't keep up. And they can't, you know, people go, I hear this all the time. Well, they should, you know, get more machines, get more manpower, blah, 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 blah. Where? Well, you think bullet-making machines grow on trees, folks? They don't. These are highly sophisticated machinery to load ammo at a very, very swift speed and make sure it doesn't blow up in your hands every time you pull the trigger. You know, they have QC issues. I mean, I've been to the Hornady plant. They QC every round by hand.
Right.
Every single loaded round, every single bullet. Yeah, do things slip through? Absolutely. But they still QC every single bullet and every single loaded round by a human hand. Is there some stuff on short supply, or is there some stuff, you know, being priced maybe unreasonably or even out of stock? Yeah, it'll come back, though. I mean, it'll take a little while. People have to calm down, you know. After Trump wins, there will be a little bit more shortage because people will be worried, you know, that they're going to have riots or that the Civil War is going to happen, which none of that crap's going to happen, I don't think.
No, he'll just invoke the Insurrection Act, and then the military can get involved, and he'll go in there and roll everything over in about 3 days. You know, one of the things that I don't think, and I talked about this earlier, the raw materials for ammunition have to be mined.
Right.
And when everything worldwide was shut down due to coronavirus, so were the mines.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we get copper, lead, you know, tin, all these things come out of the ground. What, do you think they just magically appear? No. Somebody has to drive the machinery to get that stuff out. And, you can beat it up. You can beat it around, you know, as much as you want, but at the end of the day, the horse is still dead. If you didn't have ammo, you should have prepared better. This happens every 4 years. Every 4 years since the Clinton era, this happened.
Yeah.
If you didn't have ammo, you didn't have primers, you didn't have, you know, whatever, shame on you. You should have prepared. Unless you're a newbie, you get a free pass from the old Joester. But if you're a seasoned, salty shooter, you should have known. And the thing is, you didn't know, so you don't get to go. You don't get to go to the party.
Sorry. I don't know what... I don't know if using the word node when you're supposed to be a professor at the 1911 university is allowed. You got to be at least semi-close to being grammatically correct, okay? I guess it's... now, I know that a lot of ammunition makers are running 24 hours a day with three shifts, 7 days a week trying to catch up. But there was that lull, eventually when they ran out of primers and brass and bullets and all that other stuff, that lull from the mining probably contributed, what do you think, 2 months there was no mining going on?
Oh,
that's hard to catch up to.
Well, and it's not even the mining. You also have to look at a lot of these natural resources, you know, that we get don't come from the U.S. anymore. They come from China.
Yeah.
They come from Mexico. Or South America, and as we saw with some, you know, with some electronic devices, the old adage "slow boat from China" was not an adage anymore. It was literal "slow boat from China."
When this started, I was going to start trying to stream the show, and I was looking for a webcam, and of course, they all come from China. And I ordered one that was coming from China, right? But then they had a problem with it. It couldn't get out of the port. It had to be released from the port, and everything was getting locked down coming out of China. So after I ordered it, it took it 5 months to get here, and then I already had one, so I just turned around and left it with them. But we're coming up on the next break, we're going to talk a little bit about grips, because I haven't ever talked to you about grips. I want to find out what your thoughts are on these. For those of you that are interested in looking at a Chambers gun, well, there's a variety of places you can go today to do that. You can go to their website, which is chamberscustom.com, and that's where everything begins. If this is a journey you wish to take, well, it begins there. If you want to see some of the stuff they're doing, if you want to see what Eric, Brandon, Dave, and Joe are all doing, you can go to Chambers Custom on Facebook or on Instagram and see firsthand what they've got going on. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there won't be any standalone bill to help America's airlines without a larger COVID relief package. At her weekly press conference, the speaker said she won't move forward without guarantees for further relief.
If we don't have a guarantee that we're going to be helping our state and local employees, that we're not going to be able to crush the virus, that we're not going to address unemployment, that we're not going to have them. And some of these issues, we have come to some area of agreement, but some of them we have not. But they have walked away from the whole package.
New data shows former Vice President Joe Biden pulling ahead of President Trump in the latest set of polls. The Real Clear Politics general election polling average shows Biden widening his lead by 2.5 points to 9.7 points ahead, The NBC News polling average has Biden leading the president 51.6 to 41.3%. This is USA Radio News. Protests are continuing to take place in parts of New York City as coronavirus restrictions remain in effect. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Jewish community in Brooklyn are protesting tight coronavirus restrictions. Governor Cuomo saying the infection rate is higher than 8% in Borough Park, where people filled the streets on Wednesday.
To the extent there are communities that are upset, that's because they haven't been following the original rules. That's why the infection spread.
The Jewish community speaking out against what the government deems non-essential business and school closures, along with houses of worship limited to 10 people in a number of coronavirus hotspots in Queens and Brooklyn.
South Korean officials say North Korea may be planning to show off a new set of missiles in an upcoming parade. Recent satellite imagery shows a large number of troops gathering on the outskirts of Pyongyang, apparently practicing for an upcoming parade to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Communist Party. Experts believe the show of military force could be to get the attention of the U.S., as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is said to be frustrated with the lack of nuclear talks with the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live, this is Lock and Load, and this is 1911 University. I'm with Joe Chambers. I've never really talked to you about grips, and I'm curious with your now with your single stacks, which I've never tried one of your single stack guns before. Does that look like a more traditional 1911 does, or is it obviously, you know, a Chambers gun, which is a completely different animal altogether, as far as the grip is concerned?
The difference between which two?
Well, you know, like I guess it comes down to grip panels. I mean, some people take grip panels and they almost, it's almost like a tattoo. They want it to have its own little, I don't know, personality. It's telling a story or something. Other people want function, or they want it to.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, on the high-end guns that I build personally, well, they're all high-end guns, but on the really fancy guns that I personally build, most people want really fancy wood or, you know, mammoth tooth or something like that, which is cool. You know, it's not always the most functional, but again, a lot of these guns, they're people carry them, but they're not carrying them for duty purposes, you know, carrying them at a barbecue or whatever. On the WMG line, you know, we standard fare is the shark shin grips from KFS, which are a nylon 66 that was developed for a government entity by Kensight, and they're very grippy. They're more grippy than your fat WMG that you have. And a lot of guys find them to be too grippy for a long range session, so they'll sand them down or replace them with something else.
Right.
And then, you know, the other company that we use a lot of, matter of fact, we just got a really cool set of grips in for Eric's personal carry gun he's building, is VZ. And we love VZ grips, fabulous quality grips, really, really, really high quality. The dimensions are always right. They get us exactly what we want when we want it, whether it's the color or the cut or the, you know, the shape or the features that we need for ambies or bobtails or magwells or whatever. It doesn't matter. those guys at VZs, they handle their business properly. And VZ has a, they have a wide variety of textures. If you want a more smooth, you know, velvety feel, or if you want a cheese grater, they got them. And what ends up happening a lot of times on the really high-end guns is guys will order a set of really fancy wood grips. You know, I've been prone to use Chalice in the past, and I still use them occasionally. I also use Cherokee Hills out of Alabama. Bob Adkinson, he does just incredible work. And then they'll get a set of VZs or shark skins or even our Aluma grips that Chris Lynch makes for us, blue or black or gray, and they'll use those for when they're going to the range. You know, they'll slap the more aggressive guns on if they're going to take a class or they're going to the range, but they want the fancy grips on there for, you know, showing their friends.
I myself, I think I probably defer more to function than I'm going to defer to looks, because every gun I own, I'm going to carry.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I carried the Fat WMGC today, and when I went down to have my back worked over, and I appreciate its functionality. I don't look at guns as objects of, and I you know. The guns you make are very highly functional art, without a doubt. I mean, but at the same time, I don't look at them as something that I'm going to mollycoddle or something like that. So I presume that with as many people that are out there that take your guns and start wanting to shoot B8 targets with your guns, that despite looking for those nice ornate things, they still shoot the pistol, right? They still shoot them a lot.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, the like, you know, I'm finishing up. I was working on it all day today. Dan Hall's long slide pinstriper, finishing up the cosmetics on it here, so we can get her blued in the next couple days. And I sent him a message. I was like, "Hey, are you going to shoot this, or is this going to be just a show and tell gun?" Because there are some cosmetic things that I do differently if it's just a show and tell gun, you know. And he's like, "Nah, you know, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a show and tell gun, but I'm going to shoot it kind of like my barbecue gun or whatever." Dan's not a very big guy. He's a little smaller than me, so I don't anticipate he's going to carry it around all the time. It's a long slide. Come on, get real. But you know, I think having a nice gun and not shooting it, it's like having a sports car and never driving it. What's the point?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even Jay Leno, I love watching Leno's Garage on YouTube. Even Jay Leno, he's got millions of dollars with the cars. He's got a McLaren F1, right? I mean, it's a $7 million car. And he drives it once a month on a Sunday morning. He takes the McLaren F1 out for a drive. Why? Because he can. He owns
it.
It's his. Who cares? You know? And they ask him, "Aren't you worried somebody will hit you?" And he's like, "Nah, it's a car, whatever." You know, I mean, okay, cool.
we got about three minutes here. Explain, you talked a lot about pinstriping. I've seen the pinstripe slide. Explain what pinstriping is for people out there that haven't seen that.
Pinstriping is a cosmetic effect that I came up with about 11 years ago. And I wasn't able to do it until I opened my own shop, but it gives the side of the slide the effect, the optical effect of being pinstriped. So you have a polished stripe, a matte stripe, a polished stripe, a matte stripe, all the way down the sides of the slide from top to bottom. And I actually came up with the idea. I was sitting in traffic one day in Lincoln, and there was a Lincoln Blackwood pickup truck in front of me. And they have a tailgate with these chrome pinstripes on it. And I was like, "Oh, man, I could incorporate that into a 1911 slide." So I did, and it is really caught on. It's very cool.
It's quite the look. I mean, does that even go across the top of the slide, too? Because I could see where that would have some function if it's going across the top of the slide.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't go across the top.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Being polished on the top of the slide would be kind of odd. It would give too much glare.
I see. Well, maybe that's when you really should have the mat. I don't know. Anyway, that's beside the point.
That would be extremely insane. That would be a really, really wild, show and tell gun only.
I don't know how many people like for you to do that kind of thing, throw that sort of effect out there. How many people like that?
Oh, I've got probably 8 or 10 more that I'm building in the next 2 years. So yeah, I mean it's kind of common. I mean, people go, they look at the price and they're like, that's a lot.
Chambers Custom. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, Chambers Custom. But it's worth it. That's the thing.
Quality over quantity, my friend.
Quality always will tell. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want your opinion, and don't give it to me now, but I want your opinion on these. The new thing now that I'm seeing a lot of people want to do is integrated compensators. And I know why they want them, and I understand that, but I just want to know your opinion of it, given what you do to a gun to begin with, that I can't imagine the gun I have that you built, that Eric built, with a compensator. I don't even know that I would know the difference, and I want to find out what you think about that. You can find Joe's work at chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers as well. You have started building some guns with some integrated compensators. What are your thoughts? Because you put so much care into the barrel fit, into the springing, and you know slide fit and all this other stuff. You have done already a lot of things that completely mitigates recoil altogether. What do you think of those?
Well, I like them for certain applications. They're loud. You know, comp guns are always loud. And so as long as you understand that, know that, you understand the limitations imposed by a really loud gun.
Right.
You know, that's okay. I mean, but how many of us back in the day, I mean, I still carry one occasionally, carry a 2.5-inch 357 Magnum. I mean, get real. That's a loud gun. If you don't kill the bad guy, you better have a notepad with you, because you're going to have to write exactly what happened for the cops, because you ain't going to be able to hear the questions.
Right.
So, you know, I like the application of them. They do mitigate the recoil quite a bit. You know, and the light fighter guns, that comp is really, really aggressive. Makes the gun basically a full-size gun with a commander slide, but it's a very aggressive comp. It dissipates probably, I don't know exactly the number, but probably 80% of the perceived recoil. Makes it very soft, even softer than normal. It can be very flashy, depending on the powder that's in the round that you're shooting. The YC squared comp that we're bringing out this winter that I designed with Fisher, completely opposite idea and design behind that comp. Very compact, you know, made for a special project that is going to be a very small gun, and only about 40% recoil mitigation, which is, you know, that's still quite a bit. Not quite as loud as the light fighter comp, the full open port comp, but it still does the job that's required on a little tiny gun like that. And overall, I like the guns. I think in certain applications, they are a benefit. Not all applications. Some applications you want to suppress from the gun. But I think they're fun. I enjoy building them. They're a fun gun to build, for sure.
I suppressed 2011, 1911, 2019, all that other stuff. Now, when I fired suppressed ARs, I'm getting a nice face full of gas blown back at me through the bolt, the bolt carrier. Because that's just what happens. What happens with a pistol? Does that same phenomenon happen with a pistol?
No, you don't get that blast of gas in the face. And honestly, if you're getting that blast of gas in the face with an AR, you need a different charging handle. and you need the gun set up to shoot suppressed. There are charging handles and modifications you can do to mitigate that blast in the face a lot. But that's a story for another day. But on a 1911 or any suppressed pistol, you don't really get that because, number one, you're shooting most of the time, you're shooting subsonic rounds, so there's a lot less pressure. You're shooting a bullet, it's moving less than 1,100 feet per second, so you don't have that pressure curve. It's also much, much quieter. I mean, they are truly hearing safe with subsonic ammo. But, of course, the downside is they're longer, they're heavier. There's a lot going on up front. You got to make sure the suppressor stays tight, threaded on tight, so you don't get, barrel baffle strikes and whatnot. I finally settled on a way to do coned barrels for suppressors in 45. 9mm, that's easy. We've been doing those for a while. But in 45, it was kind of a trial and error thing. And the first one I did, I made an adapter for a 575-40, which is the thread we use for a cone barrel, for a standard cone barrel on a 45, and blew the suppressor off the gun, went downrange. That was
cool.
Because the threads were too small. 40 threads per inch is really small threads. So we finally figured out a way to do it with standard 578, 24, or 28 threads, or 32 if you really want to go that way, and make the cone fit the barrel with those threads so that you can run a cone barrel with a suppressor, which I did. I've done a couple of them now. I'm working on one right now for a friend of mine named Greg. And a two-gun set for him. It's a really cool, really cool setup.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that. I see certain guns that are out there now that are coming out with integrated compensators. And the problem I have with compensators is if you actually were involved in a self-defense shooting and you were two abreast with two guys with compensators, they're probably going to blow themselves apart, aren't they? I mean, the concussion they're going to be sucking up next to each other is going to be just crazy.
Well, we have this thing called auditory exclusion. And I think it's a pretty real thing based on what I've experienced in the hunting world. If you're shooting a rifle at a game animal or, I've talked to guys who have been to war and they're shooting at bad guys, From the way I understand it, I'm not a medical professional or a scientist. I've stayed at a few Holiday Inn Expresses, but I prefer Hampton Inn.
Okay.
You get a shutdown of your auditory system when you fire the gun under that kind of situation. I mean, I know, hunting over the years, I don't hear the gunshot. My ears don't ring afterwards, none of that. But if I go to the range and I shoot the same gun, it's loud. That's why I wear hearing protection. So, I've never been in a gunfight, but I would imagine that in that situation you have the same auditory occlusion that happens wherein you don't hear the gunshots. You're amped up on adrenaline, everything's going on. That's not to say you couldn't have hearing damage, because certainly you could, but it's not happening to you mentally like you do when you're at the range just shooting casually. So, I don't know, if you're in a gunfight with compensated guns, would it be loud? Yeah, probably. Would you lose some hearing? Yeah, probably. But it's not going to be like what you would think it would be like up front, I don't think. I could be wrong.
Well, the design of weapons and everything, that just sort of, I'm very interested in that simply because prior to my exposure to you and other people that do these custom jobs or semi-custom jobs or any of this other stuff, I, for example, had abandoned 1911s. I preferred them. Preferred that single-action trigger and all that other stuff, but I had abandoned them. And all of the little nuances and everything, all the things that you guys actually take and make on work on one, I find that fascinating. So I could sit and watch you guys work for a long time. I'll be honest. I'm talking about getting a I'm thinking about trying to, like, rent a camper van or something, because you were talking about coming up to Nebraska and watching you guys do some stuff. I like to watch that happen. But I don't want to stay at the Fairfield, Litchfield, or whatever. I don't want to stay at one of those things. I want to have something. So I might be renting one of those or seeing what I can do to get a hold of one to use for something like that. So that's, you know,
do it.
In any event.
Well, and I'll tell you, too, you know, 2011s, 2019s, they don't come without some small bit of sacrifice. And Chuck Pressburg made a post today about this online based on the conversation we had last night and 2 days ago. You have to clean your guns, right? You just have to. I know guys that, you know, they run their Glock and they go, oh, you know, I got 20,000 rounds that I've never cleaned it.
I tell you what, before you can finish the story, we're going to run out of time. So we'll have to pick that up. I want to hear what Mr. Pressburg had to say on next week's 1911 University. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Okay. Thank you.
Check him out at ChambersCustom.com. Check him out on Facebook and Instagram at ChambersCustom. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extend.